nice to see those double-digit run outputs, and great, Pete, to see Ramon Ortiz get that kind of result. It got kind of lost in how dominant John Lester was Friday, but Ramon pitched good enough to win at a hard place to do that, Fenway Park on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, he's done a great job. I mean, anytime you get the non-roster guys and the guys in AAA, and they come up and, you know, have to make an impact somehow, and it's a positive one at that, and you just feel really good for him. It's been a long time, and I know he was very fired up at Fenway, and he's, you know what, he did a great job for us last night, and I think we're all pretty excited for him.
Well, Pete, for a guy that seemingly came out of nowhere this year to be this effective, what has he done so well to pitch like this?
You know what? He's attacking the zone. I know he had a few walks in Fenway, and it kind of looks like he was wild, but you know what? He pitched his game. He's not going to give in. You know, he's getting up there in age a little bit. He's been around the block, and he's pitched in some tough situations in the past. But I think he pitches his game. You know, he does not give in, and he's going to live on the corners. He's going to change speeds. And that's what he did last night. And you could tell he got aggressive last night, though. He felt pretty good with that lead, and I think that's what happens to the pitching staff, you know what I mean, as a group. You know, early in the season, things weren't really going well as starting rotation and the offense and the defense and just everything kind of wasn't going well at the same time. But, you know, you get some runs, the pitching staff relaxes, they attack the zone. There's definitely a difference on the mound when you have that kind of a lead.
It's a big start for Mark, isn't it, Friday? He was very good Saturday. I'm sure he was absolutely at his wit's end for a guy as consistent as he's been for over a decade. And just when you're thinking, you know, just when he might be thinking, where am I at mechanics-wise, where am I at result-wise, he gets a great outing, pitches a gem for the first six innings at Fenway Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I know he was frustrated early, but there's one thing about Mark. He is a professional, and he comes to the park, and whether he had a bad game or not, he comes back ready to go the next day. He's an unbelievable teammate, and he's great for that group of guys, especially going through a difficult time right now. Never hung his head once, just went, you know, had a couple of tough outings, obviously. And even the game in Tampa, you know, you look at that game, and he gave up seven runs, and everybody thinks it's a horrible outing, but he came back and threw up zeros in that fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, and that goes a long way. And I think that carried over into his last start. You know, he's executing his pitches maybe a little bit better. You know, when you look at all the statistical data and pitch location and pitch selection, it's pretty much right on course where he's been. So I think it's just a matter of things finally aligning for him. And you know, I think JP's getting a good handle on him as well. I mean, there's always a transition for a guy like Mark Burley coming into a new organization and, you know, with a new catcher and trying to get on the same page. And I really believe they're there. And I think you're going to see a lot of good starts from Mark.
Pete, last night, by my count, was the sixth straight game where a Blue Jay starter had a quality outing. What has been the biggest change you've found with your starters that they could go a little bit deeper into the game and save the bullpen more?
You know, that's been a thorn this year. There's no doubt. I mean, everybody knows that. You know, the starting pitching not going deep enough early in the season definitely affected the bullpen. You got an overworked bullpen, guys pitching extra innings that they shouldn't be pitching. You know, extended innings beyond, you know, just that normal one inning of work. It becomes one and a third, one and two thirds, two. And that takes its toll. You know, and I think you're seeing a little bit of the effects of that right now with a few of the relievers. With these off days, it's been great. You know, it's going to give them a chance to recover and be sharp for this weekend. But, you know, the starters, I think without going too deep into it, put some pressure on themselves. You know, with all the expectations and I think it just happened. And as much as we talked about avoiding it and just going out and pitching, there was some pressure, you know, especially early on with some of the offensive issues, you know, not really scoring runs, and all of a sudden every game was a one-run game, and I think they put some pressure on themselves to throw up consecutive zeros, you know, before making their first pitch. So I think that had something to do with it. Obviously, we weren't attacking the strike zone, I think, the way we are now. You know, the walks are way too high. We have too many discussions on that at this point. But, you know, we're starting to get into the zone, making them swing the bat a little bit more. And I think, you know, overall, things are starting to come together a little bit for those starters. You know, obviously, we miss Josh Johnson and Jay Happ right now, and would love to have them back as soon as possible. But for the time being, guys like Ortiz and Jenkins have really stepped up and given us three solid starts.
How much of a role did you play as a pitching coach to mentally have them relax and not worry about being so perfect every time they went out?
Yeah, you know, that's the job of the pitching coach, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, we've had discussions and talked about those things, and we're at the point where we're just taking it one pitch at a time right now. You know, Harvey Dorfman, the late sports psychologist, who's tremendous, and it really is. You got to simplify the game, one pitch at a time, one game at a time. And I think that's the team concept right now. You know, you look at yourself and you know you're a few games behind in the standings and things haven't gone well, but you can't get it all back at once. You know, you got professionals, guys that come to the park every day, but you know they know the situation and they want to be in first place tomorrow. You know, but it's just not going to happen. And you got to stay the course. It's a long season. I think the guys have a great attitude. We go one game at a time. We take it one pitch at a time as pitchers, and one at bat at a time as an offensive group. So you know, I think that's our mantra right now, and we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to see good results.
Jays 1-4 straight, 7-10. Pete Walker, pitching coach for the Toronto Blue Jays, joining us on Brady Lang. And before you go, part of the pressure is also what other pitchers in the league are doing, Pete. I don't know that I've seen. I know we're only 40 games in. I don't know that I've ever seen the American League as deep as it is. I don't want to bang on the NL, but it's incredible what's in the American and what your hitters have to face. Even the Seattle series, right? You go King Felix and then Iwakuma back-to-back. Detroit speaks for itself. You haven't seen Texas yet with Darvish. There's just some deep, deep staffs now.
Yeah, there are. And there's no doubt. It seems like we run into every 1, 2, and 3 in their five-man rotation. It's been unbelievable. But except, I think this is the first time it hasn't happened against the Giants. But you know, it's the way it is. And you know, as the hitters know, I still think that they're really falling into a nice routine right now. And I think the pitchers are responding. And I think defensively, we're making the plays, you know, as best we can. Or, you know, we miss Jose Reyes, there's no doubt. And we'll really look forward to getting him back. But we're going to hold the fort. And I think the guys that step up, there's an opportunity. You know, there's an opportunity for some guys to really step up and contribute right now. And we're starting to see that.